Hey everyone, this is Marcin Lewandowski and you're listening to the EU Startups podcast. Today is a special episode because it's my last episode of the EU Startups podcast. After 2 years hosting 100 episodes with some really amazing guests, founders and investors, I wanted to make this last one special and say a proper goodbye to everyone. So we decided to make it fun and flip a script. This time I'm going to be interviewed by David Senon Garcia, news editor at EU Startups, who's also going to take over the podcast from me. So let's see how he does.
You're a startup founder. Finding product market fit is probably your number one priority, but to land bigger customers, you also need security compliance. And obtaining your SOC 2 or ISO 27001 certification can open those big doors, but they take time and energy, pulling you away from building and shipping. That's where Vonta comes in. Vonta is the all-in-one compliance solution helping startups like yours get audit ready and build a strong security foundation quickly and painlessly. How? Vonta automates the manual security tasks that slow you down, helping you streamline your audit. And the platform connects you with trusted VCSOs to build your program, auditors to get you through audits quickly, and a marketplace for essentials like pen testing. So whether you're closing your first deal or gearing up for growth, Vonta makes compliance easy. Join over 8,000 companies, including many Y Combinator and Techstars startups, who trust Vonta. Simplify compliance and get $1,000 off at vonta.com/EU startups. That's vanta.com/EU startups.
Okay, well, I think we should start this. Yes.
Yeah.
I'm excited. I've never done an interview like this, you know, out in the street, out in the field. So this is good.
Yeah, for me, it's also interesting because it's it's funny to be on the other side.
Yeah, exactly. Literally on the other side of the net. Yes, yeah. Very visual. Okay, well, you've been the podcast host for Turn VC, for EU Startups. We're talking over 100 episodes. Yeah. But before we get into the meat of all that, I just kind of want to touch on the beginning. So, just what do you feel, what attracted you to being a podcast host in the first place? Both the format, both the ability to talk to people, just what drove you in that direction?
So, that's actually a long story. We probably don't have that much time for it. But growing up, I always wanted to be a founder. I was very much into entrepreneurship. Also because of my dad, kind of, because my dad built a construction company back in Poland, and I was working with him ever since I was 14. I remember I was going to construction sites, like trucks would come, and with some materials, I would actually help unpack the trucks at the beginning. So I guess I got the entrepreneurship back from my papa. I wanted to meet as many people as possible and leave, like go and get exposed to as many different places and cultures as I can. And so I did. And so I like Spain, actually, now Barcelona. This is eighth country that I live in. I traveled to 50 plus other countries. And I made friends across every continent. Like my first job after working with my dad was at a startup, and I wanted to it to be like kind of special for me. So I got a job at a startup in Shanghai, and I went to Shanghai for a year. But yeah, eventually after that experience, I had a full loop, and I started studying at the University of Amsterdam. And during that, I founded my own startup eventually, as I always dreamed of, and failed it properly.
What was the startup?
It had a very great name. It was called Next Unicorn.
Okay. Prophetic.
Yeah. And I also loved, as you know already, traveling, and I was a big fan of a show called Anthony Bourdain. And I love the guy, I love the traveling, and I wanted to kind of combine this and make a show about both. So make a show about startups, but not make another, just another podcast. I wanted to make it fun. I wanted to make it personal. I wanted to make it, I wanted to just tell great stories of people from different backgrounds that, you know, became venture capital investors or startup founders. And but I always, like, the first thing about that was make stories that resonate with people and make it fun. Mm. So that was Turn VC. That's how I actually came up with Turn VC. And then your startup's podcast was was kind of an extension of that to me. I was a bit doubtful at the beginning because we just finished filming Turn VC season one. And I was just thinking, all right, so now I'm going, like, from, you know, traveling all across the Europe, meeting all these people, having fun with them, spending days with, spending hours with them during the day. And now I'm gonna sit and do a Zoom call weekly for like an hour.
Yeah.
And I was like, okay, so am I gonna get this excitement from it? Is it gonna turn me on? Turned out that it did big time, and it was just all about the people. So if the quality of the people, if you meet on a weekly basis people you love, people who build something amazing, and people who you can learn from so much, you're gonna get excited about a Zoom call. No matter how you meet them, it's like you wanna meet them. You just wanna be there. You wanna, you know, kind of internalize everything. And it's kind of magic.
Well, clearly you're a good conversationalist, you know, and I think that comes from what you're saying. It comes from before, but you've also honed it through in-person interviews, through Zoom interviews, because that requires its own set of skills, really. Yeah. So
I promise my next answer will be shorter.
Okay, we'll see. Don't promise anything yet. You know, you're coming at this with great skills that are clearly visible, video, audio, but what would you say is something that maybe your audience, people that have watched your shows, Turn VC, USARP's podcast, what's something that you don't think they know about you that brings that special sauce to the mix, that makes you a good host?
Yeah, so I think exactly what I just mentioned, like the whole story behind, the whole background, like how it all started from, you know, just being a kid working on some construction site, falling in love in entrepreneurship, then just traveling the world, working at tech startups, and just meeting, the more people you meet, it just, in my opinion, the better you become with people. I've been lucky to meet some amazing people in my life, and from completely different backgrounds, cultures, perspectives, and so by actually exposing myself to this, to them, and to different places, I guess I gained this kind of ability to get along with everyone. You know, it doesn't matter where you come from, what you do, and so on. I'm gonna get along with you. I make friends easily, I would say.
Yeah.
And I think I love people, man, and I have this kind of drive towards them, and I love hearing them stories, love doing things with them, and I think that's the kind of secret sauce.
Okay. Well, we've covered your past, we've covered the beginning, so let's get into the meat of it.
Yeah.
I think an important conversation you've had, as we've mentioned, over 100 different episodes. What's the conversation that you felt that's kind of impacted you most? And I don't just mean professionally, but like on a personal level.
That's a tough one. Man, I have no idea. Like, there are so many and so many incredible people. I loved having Guy Kawasaki on the show. It was like a dream come true. The guy's amazing. And Steve Chen. Steve Chen was another one that was a big name, and it was just surprising for me how nice and normal and humble he was, and how nicely we were just, bonding over a conversation. And then I loved having Jacqueline van den Ende on the show, both on Turn VC and on the EU Startups podcast. Mm. She's a big inspiration. She's an amazing entrepreneur. She's also an amazing investor, and generally amazing human being. And so, I don't know, it's hard to choose, you know, because I think like a nice saying here would be that you kind of become like a sum of people you meet in your life and surround yourself with. And so just been an amazing opportunity, and I've been very lucky to meet all this, I don't know, 100 plus amazing people that I could just learn and like soak every moment with, and then like to kind of make them part of me.
So we've kind of gotten a full picture of where you come from, what the podcast has felt like for you, what it's looked like. Now give us a snapshot of behind the scenes, you know, because I think that's somebody nobody has an idea of except for you, right? what's maybe, you know, an episode or a moment that was very challenging? And I don't just mean bad, but maybe, you know, tech-wise, logistics-wise, something that people didn't see in the final result. Can you think of an example?
he knows. We have Max behind camera who's been through all the TurnVC episodes with me. So we are having a bit of laughter here.
The cameraman always knows, yes.
But guys, I don't think, like, well, lucky me, I don't know. Because as you say, like, normally probably you get like a fair share of these things. But for me, it was always pretty smooth.
Nice. Hey, I'm excited to start then.
Yeah. But let me just give you an example of maybe what we did one day, one filming day at during filming TurnVC show. So I would wake up at 3:30 a.m. in the morning, Max as well. Jesus, to catch the flight to London, which is at 6:30. I would promise my daughter Mia that I'll be back the same day to kind of be in bed when she's amazing. She's very sweet. She was missing me a lot when I was going and filming. So I was always promising her that I'm gonna be back home as soon as possible, and I always, of course, gonna bring her something from from the trip. And so, as I was saying, that we would wake up at 3:30 a.m. in the morning, then catch a flight at 6:30 to London, then you know, film all day in like four different locations, and then catch a flight back at 10:30 p.m. from London. Be back in Barcelona like around 1 a.m. and be back at home at around 2 and back in bed at 2:30. So it's like a 24-hour show to do it. So that's definitely challenging.
Okay. Well, so now I'm going to get you some quick fire questions. How does that sound?
Sounds good, man.
All right, quick fire. Ones. Just fire them off as quick as you can. So I'm starting. Right? Yep. I'm going to be the new host. What's something that you hope I keep, and what's something that you hope I change?
I hope you keep the people quality.
Okay.
And I hope you change how many people see the show.
Okay.
I wish you that you just, you know, that it's going to explode and so many people watch it and listen to it.
From your mouth to God's ears. I'm hoping for it. Okay. Next question. What's a guest that you've wanted to get on the show, but you haven't yet?
So many. I wanted to get, okay, but it's a fire one.
That's right, quickly.
Ashton Kutcher.
Okay, well, maybe he'll see this and he'll call you up for the new season of TurnVC. Speaking of TurnVC, you've traveled a lot through TurnVC, through and some of the YouStarves podcast. What's the city that surprised you the most?
I mean, all of them. I don't know, man. Like, okay. London. I love London. I love Turin. I love Berlin, Munich, Amsterdam. I love Amsterdam. I don't think anything really surprised me. It was just like kind of re-realizing how much I love these places and people there. It's, like there were no really like surprises in terms of cities and what's there. Mm-hmm. But maybe surprises when it comes to logistic and filming there.
Right. Okay. So what have you learned about yourself from being the host?
So many lessons again. It's like he put these questions for quick fire. Come on.
Yes, this is not quick at all. This is going to be
quick at all. And it's not going to be a thing. So what I learned about myself is that I really love working with some of the brightest people on solving some of the toughest challenges.
Okay, that's a good motto. And this is the last quickfire question, but we'll excuse if you take a bit longer on it because it's important. What's next for Martian?
What's next for me? The last answer translates kind of into what's next for me. I want to back and work with the brightest people solving some of the toughest problems. And I want to help entrepreneurs build a happier and more sustainable future that my daughter will be excited to live in. There's a couple of things that I want to do. I want to invest in founders. I also have two other projects. One of them, it's going to be called Founders to Be.
Okay.
And Founders to Be is going to be all about bringing, there's several things to it, but we're going to be bringing top founders, like the best founders in Europe, back at universities that, back at schools that they studied. And we're going to be having live interviews with them, with live audience. The audience will be the students that are there, and students will get to have their Q&As at the end. And also there's gonna be every episode at every university, we will have three selected teams of student founders that will pitch and get live feedback from this entrepreneur and other investors. And through that, we're gonna be doing kind of what I wanted to do before with the next unicorn, help young founders start and to build amazing businesses. So looking forward to it.
Yeah, it seems more of a beginning than an ending, really. So that's amazing. Yeah,
of course.
Okay, well, thank you for having me here, man.
It's been an absolute pleasure. Thank you for having me. You're amazing, man. You're gonna do great. I love it.
Thank you.
Thanks so much.